faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, faces a tribe of savage headhunters in the dark jungle of the Orinoco in South America, as Rev Peyton and young Jimmy Olsen stand by, awaiting what seems to be certain death.
We haven't got a chance, Mr. Kent. There must be hundreds of them.
Easy, Jim. Remember the old saying, while there's life, there's hope.
Yeah, but there's nothing we can do. They've got us surrounded. Rev Peyton said the one she saw in the brush had a poison blowgun.
Why, it is the weapon they used to kill.
You see, we're dead, Doctor. We're finished.
Not yet.
Listen to the drums. They're coming closer and closer.
Steady, Jim.
Mr. Kent, we've got to do something. We've got to.
Hey, Rube! Ever hear that, gang? It's the shout that goes up in circuses and carnivals whenever there's trouble on the way. Like, for instance, when a fresh guy and a circus fan take a few pokes at each other on the fairway. The manager runs over to break it up. Soon the juggler starts to mix it up with the fresh guy, too. Then suddenly the magician spots the fight. He looks around, sees a situation brewing, and then shouts, "Hey, Rube!" Oh, that's all, brother. In a flash, the whole carnival is changed. From every booth and sideshow, the circus folk come on the run. For that cry is circus lingo for trouble, come and help. You see, gang, circus people know what it means to work as a team. That's how they protect themselves from danger. For example, the aerialist who flies through the air must be caught by the other half of his team or die. That's how teamwork keeps circus folks alive. And that's why when any one of the circus people gets into trouble, everybody gets into the fight. As soon as the yell, "Hey, Rube!" echoes over the sawdust, there's no holding him back. All for one and one for all. Well, gang, that's how all Americans should be. When a fellow American is treated unfairly for any reason, it's not enough to let him fight it out alone. His "Hey, Rube!" means trouble for everybody and should bring us all running, ready to get into the scrap and mix it up, but good. Because in unity, there's strength. United, we can't be beaten. So let's stop the petty and tolerant bickering among ourselves and work together like a smooth-running team should.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Lost somewhere in the jungles of South America, Clark Kent, Rev Peyton, and Jimmy Olsen suddenly found themselves surrounded by a tribe of native headhunters. As we join them now, off in the distance, native tum-tums are beating out their primitive rhythm, and the circle of hideously painted savages is closing in. Finally, Jimmy breaks the silence.
Kent, are we just going to stand here and wait for them to pounce on us?
We don't know yet that they're unfriendly, Jim.
What are we supposed to do? Wait till they boil one of us alive to make sure?
Jim.
Well, they're headhunters, aren't they?
So Rev Peyton says, but we...
I, the one we saw hiding in the bush for a necklace of human teeth.
Remind us of that, please.
Steady, Jim.
How can I be steady when I'm shaking all over?
They draw closer. Please try not to act afraid. They're friendly. Mayhap they can guide us to Illyria.
And if they're not...
What's
that question?
We'll find out soon enough.
One of them cometh nigh. He's our true here, I can't.
What white man want here? We no lack stranger.
We are friends.
No friend, no friend. We trap headhunter. We not know your friend. No lack talk, no want talk. We headhunter. We kill.
Oh, nice sociable fella. Tell him my head's no good, Mr. Kent. Tell him there's nothing in it.
You don't keep quiet. He may find that out too soon.
Woman, who's she?
Talking to him, Mr.
Kent. My people say woman is not stranger. Who's she?
Wait. Are you the chief of this tribe?
Me not chief. Me medicine man.
Well, maybe you'd better let the chief decide what to do with us.
Chief, come now. Do not move.
Be careful, Mr. Kent. We're not going to look good with our heads on.
Quiet, Jim.
Oh, white man. White woman.
Watchman, stranger.
Woman, see now, stranger.
No, Sira, we are friends.
Then you are Rev Peyton, woman from Elyria.
I, Sira. Rev Peyton is my name.
He's a lizard. He knows you, Mr. Kent.
You, friend, come see us one time each year. Bring medicine and good food for my people.
I, Sira. I came when the gates of Elyria were thrown open one day a year. And now, may I present my friends to thee?
To you, white men, I say, you friends of princess, you friends of mine. Now, I talk to my people.
You really visited them, Rev Peyton?
I think I did, once a year.
Weren't you scared?
They knew I wanted nothing from them but to know them better, to be their friends.
Here comes the chief again.
My people wish to know why you here.
Tell him, Rev Peyton. Tell him we're lost.
Chief, we are lost. We are looking for the land of Elyria.
My people, friends to Elyria. My people help.
Well, that's wonderful. Will you help us find our way to Elyria?
My scouts lead you there. It's not very far, but through deep jungle.
Oh, I see. Is your village on the way?
Why, you ask that?
The Princess Rev Peyton is tired. I think it might be a good idea if she remained behind with you.
He will be welcome.
What about me, Mr. Kent?
We'll go with the scouts to Elyria.
Oh, boy.
Then he's agreed. We go now to village. There we make more plans.
That's fine.
Ugata, right on. No more.
Boy, wait till I tell Beanie about this, Mr. Kent. Getting escorted through the jungle by a tribe of headhunters. How do you like that?
You weren't so happy about it a few minutes ago, Jim.
Nay, thou wert trembling like a leaf in the wind.
Oh, sure, I was scared stiff. I could just see my teeth hanging around one of their necks. Well, what's funny about that? I just had my teeth fixed, too.
Stop it, Jim. You're killing me.
We come soon to village where princess will rest. The man and the boy will go with scouts to Elyria.
Thank you.
You've got a lot of nerve calling me a boy.
What would you rather be, a boy with a head or a man without one?
Oh, okay, you win.
Oh, look, the chief's motioning for us to step on it.
Let's hurry. I don't want to cross him up.
Well, getting to like your head, aren't you, Jim?
You bet. And right where it is, on my neck.
Able to joke now in the light of the friendliness of the native tribes, Jimmy follows Clark Kent and Rev Peyton as the chief and his hunt-hunting tribesmen lead the way through the dense jungle. But although they don't know it, the time for jokes will soon be over. There's trouble ahead, plenty of it. We'll be back in a moment to find out what it is. So keep listening.
Boys and girls, today I'm getting right down to brass tacks. Now, I know that most of you have younger brothers and sisters, and they look up to you. You're their big brother. Well, that makes you feel pretty good. But I'm sure you've learned by now that lots of responsibility goes along with being a big brother. You've got to set an example, always know the score, and come through in the tough spots. You know that if you let the kid brother down even once, you fall in his opinion and in your own. Well, in some ways, the United States is the same as you. In the United Nations, Uncle Sam is a big brother, too. We set an example for many other countries, and they look up to us. But if the things we do at home aren't up to standard, our international reputation suffers, our leadership is weakened. When, for instance, we don't play fair with our own citizens, when we don't give them a square deal because of their race or religion, then we as a nation lose face in the eyes of the world. Don't forget that we promised all Americans equal rights in our Constitution, and every one of us must help keep that promise. Otherwise, we're going back on our word. Now, there's lots that you and your friends can do to give a square deal to every American. For instance, make sure your club is open to boys of every race and religion. Who can tell? Maybe that kid down the block, you know, the one whose folks can't speak English so well, maybe he's just the outfielder your baseball team's been looking for. By just such little things, you'll be doing your share toward helping Uncle Sam keep his reputation as big brother to the world.
Back to the adventures of Superman. Clark Kent, Jimmy Olsen, and Rev Peyton finally reached the village of the friendly headhunters, where the native women took over the care of Rev Peyton and made her comfortable. Then, after a few hours, with a swift guide to lead them, Kent and Jimmy set out for Elyria. And as we join them now, the native guide has left them at the very walls of the ancient city. The walls are high, the night is dark, and Jimmy whispers.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, it's scary here outside Elyria. No moon, no stars, nothing. And it's so quiet.
I know, but keep your voice down, Jim. Sound travels at night.
Yeah. Even when I breathe, it sounds like fireworks on the 4th of July. I know what I'll do.
Jim, put that feather away.
That's why Rev Peyton plucked it from Nakoma, so we could have some light.
No, but that feather glows in the dark like a flashlight. Somebody might spot it. Now put it away.
Okay. What are you figuring on doing now? The wall's too high and too thick. We'll never be able to get inside.
I'll just feel along here on the wall. There may be a crack or something. You wait there.
I don't think you'll find any cracks in this wall, Mr. Kent.
Could be.
What's that?
Look, Jim. Over here.
Sleeping lizards. The wall. It's got a hole in it big enough to crawl through.
Uh-huh.
But how... I don't understand.
I just happened to kick it in the right spot. Probably a weak stone.
Boy, are we in luck. See, what if somebody heard that noise?
We'll have to chance that. Come on. Let's not waste any time. Crawl through, but quietly. Shh, take it easy.
I'm through, Mr. Kent. Come on.
Okay, keep low. Here I come.
What now?
Now we have to find Herkimer. I have a note to him from Rev Peyton.
Yeah, I know, but how do we do that?
Well, let's try to locate his house. Come on.
Well, where did Rev Peyton say the house was?
Said it was right near the west wall. Gold grillwork on a white stone, she said. Jimmy, look. There. That must be it.
I'll try the door.
Okay.
It's bolted.
Oh? All right, try knocking, but softly.
Right.
Chances are Herkimer's asleep. We may have to wait until dawn.
Yeah. It's not going to be too good.
Shh, quiet. Wait a minute. Someone's coming.
Who standeth without?
Friends.
Besides, no friend dwells to knock on this door tonight.
Let us in. We must talk to Herkimer.
Who art thou who calls for Herkimer in the dead of night?
We'll explain to him when we see him.
Alack, alack. Herkimer will be seen by his friends no more.
What? What do you mean?
By the order of Franz, Grand Master of Elyria, the great and good Herkimer goes to his death within the hour.
Stunned, Kent and Jimmy stand at the half-opened door. Herkimer's old servant tells them that his master is awaiting death. Without Herkimer to guide them, they may be helpless. But where is he? Can he be saved in time, even by Superman? There's tense excitement in tomorrow's episode, gang, so don't miss it. Be sure to hear Chapter 15 of The Mystery of the Sleeping Beauty on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your Mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you'll hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.